Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All of you fantasy football nerds, about 35 minutes away from Dave Richard joining us on 106.7 The Fan. He'll help give you advice for Week 7. There's actually a game tonight, so you need to get some lineup advice. Dave Richard is your man. He'll be on at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're happy to be joined in studio by Steve-O. He's at the Arlington Draft House tonight through Sunday, four shows. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for all of your ticket information. And he was showing us some pictures during the break. And I guess he'll tell us a story about how he got the third degree burns. The pictures are graphic, and they're disturbing.
They're brutal.
And they're gross.
All right, so how did this happen? When did this happen?
This was, it happened July 3rd. And
oh, my God. Just like a few months ago.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm saying, like I said, I'm working on this new comedy special. And I'm doing all these like crazy new stunts. I was thinking that for the end, you know, a big pyro finale with lots of explosions would be cool. And it goes without saying that the theater is not going to let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it in my own living room at home, and I just brought in, like, just crazy bombs and explosions and rocket engine fuel. And all these.
Now, are you doing this by yourself? You got buddies helping you? You got an assistant?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what, what is your...
I had a whole crew. It was a big production.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was professional and unprofessional at the same time.
Right.
And
what was the idea? What was supposed to happen?
Just to blow up as much stuff as I could.
I mean, it had to be illegal. I mean, it just had to
Well, yeah, I mean, I live in
no
Hollywood.
Chance it was legal.
I live in the Hollywood Hills, and it was July 3rd.
Oh, it's massive fire.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, total. Red flag fire days.
Yeah.
And I was like, kind of nervous about that. Particularly, like, with all the smoke billowing out of my house.
Right.
You know? Which it was.
So did you have any regard for, like, your furniture? Like, you didn't want
to,
like...
I cleared it out.
You did?
So I could make, yeah.
Yeah.
The intention was to leave the walls and the ceiling, like, damaged so that my girlfriend could help redecorate it. So that it would kind of be our house instead of just my house.
All right.
Like, that was the motivation.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, yeah. And,
romantic.
Right. So... I kept blowing things up and getting away with it. I was doing really dumb stuff. But
so everything's obviously being filmed. You got the whole
course,
thing.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Uh-huh. And then I'm like, man, well, I got to get kind of hurt. So I said, okay, well, like here, I'll definitely get kind of hurt. And I poured rocket engine fuel all over the floor. And I laid in it and did like snow angels, you know.
Oh, my God.
But I called it fire angels. I'm like, fire angels. Yay. My buddies blew it up. And right away, I knew it was a big problem.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I thought that'd get a little bit burned, and burns are terrible, but this is the big finale for my new special, so I was...
You had to go that extra mile.
Yeah, for sure, but the thing was that I got burned really badly, and...
So what do they do in that instance? Did you have like a fire extinguisher there and all
that
stuff?
Uh-huh.
So immediately they're firing you out or blowing you out?
Right, the thing was, like, all I was wearing was jeans and a t-shirt, no fire gel, nothing, and I'm laying down in this stuff, and... Like, I mean, by the time I stood up, the t-shirt had disappeared and there was, like, skin just missing from my back.
Right.
Like, and
what was the pain like?
It was bad, particularly on my fingers because that's what I used just to get up, you know? And so I planted my hand right. And this rocket engine fuel is, like, gunpowder-looking stuff. And, you know, I figured I've been burned before. I'll just power through it. It's no big deal. And I woke up the next morning, and that was when I had all these blisters. Like, I've never seen anything like that on anybody else, not on the internet, not anything. This was the most crazy blisters that I've ever heard of, and I don't know anybody else who's seen anything.
Yeah,
that
he
crazy.
Showed the pictures to us. It's unbelievable. So yeah. So you didn't even go to the hospital. You slept in your house overnight.
I slept in my house
third
overnight.
Third-degree burns.
I slept in my house overnight, yeah. And
but what did you do to treat it? Did you put, like, Neosporin?
I got antibiotics.
You got antibiotics?
Yeah. And
so would you have a doctor on instant, right there?
I would go to the hospital like so quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so the blisters That was what woke me up, is one of these huge blisters popped, and, I, and then I'm drenched in blister juice.
Right.
And, you know, and then and the blisters were so big they didn't have a chance of not popping. So, yeah. Like, so they're popping, and the skin, like, all of the skin's just...
What is your girlfriend thinking at this
but
time?
I'm so glad you asked. The skin's just, all of it's falling off of my arms, and I'm throwing it into the toilet. So at one point, I look in the toilet and I think, that looks remarkable. You know, and I got my girlfriend filming me right. as I pull my own skin out of the toilet and hold it up to the camera.
Oh, my God.
And it's like dangling off my fingers. And I'd say to her, I should not eat this. And she's like, you're on antibiotics anyway. Like, you know, quit being a bitch about it.
Oh, my God. So she's going to you.
Which I think is proof that she's the one.
Yeah. Rubs the lotion on its right. skin or else it gets the hose again.
And it's the first day was we kind of had fun with it. But then it's just like each day got worse and worse. Yeah, like third degree burns, the damage spreads. It like so I just on day five, I show up at the hospital and I'm just begging them. Like, do you have any kind of a like numbing cream that I can smear all over my, you know, my burns so that it won't hurt so much? Because I'm like a sober guy and I don't want painkillers. And they're like, yeah, we've got numbing cream, but let's check you in and get you looked at. And the doctors looked at me and they're like, well, what the hell have you been doing for the last 5 days? This is getting totally worse. You need surgery. And I had just eaten before I went to the hospital, and so they couldn't operate on me for 8 hours. And that I just broke down. I didn't care about my sobriety. I didn't care about it. I said, please give me painkillers because I couldn't take it. This was the worst pain I've ever been in.
And so they did give you painkillers?
Yeah, but my arms were so badly burnt, they had to put the IV in my neck.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my favorite joke. I have a bunch of jokes I love, but to describe what it's like being a sober drug addict in the hospital, shooting up these great drugs into your neck. Yeah. It's like being a pedophile in Chuck E. Cheese.
No. Oh,
so it's just straight dangerous.
How do you do that? You last like about 8 or 10 hours and you got to get off it immediately? Or
right. I mean, it's the thing is that when you're an addict, man, like they give me the drugs and like the first thing I do is, oh, I need more. Like, oh no, it hurt. It still hurts. It still hurts. It's just crazy. Like instantly, like all of your sobriety just goes away, man. You're like, give me more. And they said, we would love to give you more. At one point, they said, we'd love to give you more, but then it's going to be an issue of you getting off of it. And and I'm like, oh, dude, what am I thinking? I'm out of my mind. I just went crazy. But that got me into surgery, and this is it just gets crazier and crazier. It worked so great. And all of the footage is going to be edited into the comedy, right? Like throughout the whole special, too, with my new thing. But so in surgery, they essentially carved off the burns of 15% of my body. Like, I guess they use a potato peeler. I don't know.
Right.
And they carved it, and then they grafted on cadaver skin. Specifically, I got the skin from 7 different dead people sewn onto my body.
Oh, my God.
And what's even crazier than that is that the hospital gave me the addresses of all 7 families of the dead people who donated me their skin so that I could send thank you cards.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
By the way, do you do that? Do you bother to do that?
They said that Hallmark doesn't have a card.
Yeah. Did the doctor say, well, how did you get these burns, sir?
Right. They
know your shtick.
They know all
They've
about
seen
it.
You. You've gotten
it.
The speed
like,
pass.
Oh, this guy's back.
He's got an easy pass for the emergency
right.
room.
And the thing was that...
Who insures you by that?
No one, right?
I bled Blue Cross Blue Shield, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Your premiums must be outrageous.
I don't know that they're special, but...
And was this all worth it? Was it? Oh, dude, you're laughing like, about it. But
I mean, at the time, it was really tough, but given that I wanted a grand finale... It just
when your life is based on attention dollars, it's worth it.
So you're saying it was worth it.
I'm saying it was 100% worth it.
When you look in the mirror, and we remember the classic scene, and this is nothing compared to what you've done. I mean, Rocket Fuel, Snow Angels, but. When you got tattooed.
How do you get rocket fuel?
I don't even know where you would get that.
Home Depot?
No, you hollow out the model rocket engines. I had a whole team of people in the garage just banging them with cameras. Like,
remember when you did the bit on the Jeep and they're tattooing you as you're going like 100 or whatever in the desert? Dude, when you look in the mirror and you see all the things that you've done to your body, does it bring you joy or sadness?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm cool with it.
It doesn't faze you.
I've actually been really lucky, man. Like, you know, given everything that I've done. Like, when I go to the chiropractor, there's been a couple different chiropractors that were familiar with my work. And they're like, okay, we'll take x-rays. And they're like afraid of what the x-ray is going to reveal.
Yeah.
Then they come back in. The one chiropractor said, dude, you're Keith Richards, man.
Right? Yeah, you can't be killed.
Yeah. He's like, I don't get it. He says, you got a little some stuff in your neck. But other than that, you
look amazing.
Really good trade. Yeah, aside from just terrible fake teeth and tattoos, like, you know, and an esophagus condition, which I don't even think is really related to.
What's your esophagus condition?
Just like acid reflux. It's called Barrett's esophagus.
Yeah.
So I got to be like careful because it's
that. Why your voice sounds so?
I don't know. My voice has generally deteriorated.
It's all the drugs. It's all the drugs he's done over the years.
He can light himself on fire with rocket fuel, but he can't have marinara sauce.
That's an Earl Grey.
So true.
Right. Well, I take Nexium every day.
Right.
And you know. I don't know, whatever. I'm fortunate. I'm in good shape.
Well, I know you've heard this plenty of times, and we're all dads, okay? Kids change your life. If you ever had a kid, do you think you would stop doing this stuff?
It's a good question.
It's a great question.
Do you think your girlfriend wants a kid?
Thank God she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the most upset my dad ever got was when I told him I was thinking about filming a stunt called the Vasectomy Olympics. You know, I was like, yeah, Dad, it's going to be great. I'll get a vasectomy and I'll run out of the hospital through an obstacle course and have along the course, I'll sit in a chair and a stripper will put a balloon in my lap and then jump on the balloon and break it. And, you know, like I'll go run around.
It's a brilliant idea.
Thanks. My dad.
Dude, he showed us that.
Maybe I will do that.
But he didn't do it. Yeah. He didn't do it.
I know my dad got so upset. My dad said that my sister and I enrich his life so much and that I would be really. He got up, plus the family name. It all comes down to me.
That's true.
And
you carry on the bloodline.
The thing is, my dad makes so much sense. Like when the hospital gave me the addresses of the families of the dead people,
they really did.
They really did. I swear. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you know, maybe some of the families are hurting, and I can help them out. Maybe like someone's a fan, and I can meet them. Like, oh, I want to reach out. I want to do some good. My dad like made so much sense. He says, are you kidding me? Like, what family do you think is going to be happy to know that their loved one's skin got wasted on a on an a-hole set himself on fire on purpose? I'm like, yeah, Dad, you're right. I'm gonna skip that one. But the same a-hole, like, having kids, like, he's behind.
Yeah, he's cool with that.
Yeah, it's like, Dad, come on, why don't we apply this common sense?
So he was showing us during the break, and he touched on, I think, in the first segment, is it one of the opening scenes to your special where you're duct taped to the truck?
Uh-huh.
He's duct taped.
That's how I get to the theater. Yeah,
to the side of the truck. He gets to the theater, and he has—is it Johnny Knoxville who's got
smashing baseball? Smashing, he brought a whole bat.
He's got like aluminum bat, baseball, and he's hitting him at his face
so hard that like I don't even know.
Like, what happened if it hit your face?
Exactly. This is like when we were filming the second movie. I asked the director, like, hey, when we put the fish hook through my face and we were using me as bait.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
for sharks.
Yeah. And like a Mako shark goes for my foot and I kicked the Mako shark in the head. And that, you know, and, like if that shark bit me, if any of those sharks bit
me. You could die.
We were 2 hours away, like boat wise. From the shore.
Oh, you're going to bleed out.
Well,
right,
no, just
there.
That's just to get to the shore. The boat was 2 hours out. And then that was the Gulf of Mexico in 2006. This was like post Hurricane Katrina. Like, there, the hospital was not operable still. Like, even if we got to shore, then there's still no hospital. I was like, what were we going to do? And the Jackass director, Jeff Tremaine, who's also directing my comedy special, but his answer was so great. He goes, I don't know. We got God.
He's going to help stop the baby.
Yeah, that's what made me think when Knox was hitting those baseballs so hard. I mean,
I know they've asked you this before a million times, but we got to run in a minute or two. But of all the stunts you've done, which one were you the most terrified for?
You know, I think there's like a fear meter that like can only go so high, and then it maxes out.
Right, so you maxed out on a bunch of them. They all blend together.
I think that's an accurate.
When you look back in hindsight, which one jumps out at you as the craziest?
Which one do you wish you didn't do?
Oh, I don't wish I didn't do any of them.
Jumping out of airplane stuff? Or do you?
I jumped out of an airplane with no parachute.
You did
into the
do
ocean.
That.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So did you? So, who's on, the guy so that we saw do
how'd that work? Did someone else jump and just attach you to his? How's that?
No. I landed in the ocean.
From where? From how far?
From, like, I don't know, like 40, 50 feet.
Oh,
like,
okay. It was...
But you'd never know. Who's the guy, the stunt guy that we had, Travis Pastrana,
yeah,
that
yeah.
jumped out? Have you seen that video? I'm sure you've
sure,
seen
yeah,
it before.
Yeah,
the
Red Bull
one. Red Bull, and he jumps out, and then his buddies catch
I think that
him.
Was illegal.
Of course,
sure.
You would never.
What do you
that?
Care about illegal?
I've never jumped out of an airplane,
yeah,
except for the into the ocean, and that yeah. was only the that was only a, like one of those little water world sea gliders.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was like. But yeah, I mean, people have asked me a million times, like, what do I regret? And my regret is that I didn't do more. You know, I didn't get more dollars, more attention dollars.
Exactly.
Because that's what it is. It's a battle for screen time.
Yeah.
And
right.
I like to think that one that you know. What I did was impactful, but I feel like I could have done more.
Right.
Man. Well, you've done plenty. Yeah. Trust us, you've done plenty.
Do me a favor, scale it back.
And when does
like
the comedy
you,
special
like
come out? What's
well,
the release date?
Tremaine and I, Jeff Tremaine, the director of Jackass, we're doing it on our own and selling it after.
Awesome.
He says we're going to have way more leverage that way.
So 2018 at some
sure,
point?
Sure, yeah.
We'll
I tape it on January 20th. I got more stuff to do. Like I've you know how chicks can paint their boobs, just paint, mm-hmm. and then they put them on Instagram,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I mean, so that tells me that I should be able to paint my wiener and go wherever I want.
Probably.
So yeah, so wiener like, painting.
Yeah,
wiener. Wait till you hear about this though. Yeah, you won't believe he did this.
Hey, Steve-O, thank you.
Hey,
very
thank
much.
You guys. Yeah, thank and it's a great time to see me at the Arlington Draft House because the finishing touches are going on. You don't want to see the comedian after the special. You want to see him before.
Prior.
That's how many shows do you have?
I have six, man.
Good
which
six.
Is great.
Starting tonight.
Tonight.
2-2-2?
Tonight is one Friday and Saturday, two apiece, and then one on Sunday.
Wow.
So just go to ArlingtonDraftHouse.com for all the ticket information. Steve-O, thanks again.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Next
it's
time
a
you're
pleasure.
In town, be sure to stop by. We always love seeing you here.
Thank you so much.
That's Steve-O. He's in town. ArlingtonDraftHouse.com. Coming up at 9 a.m., Dave Richard to talk fantasy football here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.